Now hear this. Now hear this. All hands report aboard the good ship, Mail Call.
Americans, here's Mail Call, one big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. So let's up anchor and head out on a sea of music and merriment. And here to take command and keep the good ship on a true course is our beautiful skipper. From the MGM lot, it's lovely Frances Gifford.
Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard. We've got an all-star aggregation of passengers sailing with us tonight, and they're all anxious to entertain and payment for their passage. And here to give the good ship Mail Call a grand send-off is a group of entertainers who are really rated high on your request list. So without any further preliminaries, here they are, Joe Stafford, Red Engel and his boys, and Temptation.
Welcome on the phone. Here we go.
Darling, why you look so bad tonight? There's bags around your eyeballs, which is red instead of white.
Well, it was just the way you came when I was alone. Shucks, I should have known that you were temptation. You smiled a little me on. My heart is long gone, cause you were temptation. Bored to be kissed, I couldn't resist, cause you were temptation, and I was
terrific, Joe Stafford and Red Engel. That's what I call starting the cruise full speed ahead. But we're going to slow the good ship Mail Call down a few knots now and listen to the beautiful ballad, Where or When. And believe me, sailing with us is just the lad who can sing this song. It's Clark Dennis.
And talk like this before, look at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where.
Oh, that was beautiful, Clark Dennis. And be sure to sail with us again soon. Well, now, gang, it's my pleasure to introduce a newcomer to Mail Call, and I feel certain that after you hear this young lady play the violin, you'll agree with me when I say she's sensational. Only 15 years old, and already she has played in Carnegie Hall and concert halls all over the country. Come out here and take a bow. Sandra Berkova.
Thank you.
That was wonderful, Sandra Berkova. Thank you very much. Well, kids, here comes Joe Stafford back again. But this time, the Cinderella pumpkin characterization is laid aside as Joe sings as only she can in the still of the night.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, do you love me as I love you? Are you my life to be, my dream come true? Or will this dream of mine out of sight, like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill in the chill still of the night, in the chill still of the night.
Oh, that was beautiful, Joe Stafford. As usual, you turned in a wonderful performance. Well, gang, we're in for a treat and a lot of laughs tonight in the Good Ship Mail Call. I know this because we always get a lot of laughs when we call on that master showman, Danny Thomas.
I'd like to sing a little song. I said, I'd like to be home in bed. I have to sing a little song. Little song entitled, Money, What Is It and How Come the Wrong People Have It? This would be a bad day to start a revolution, so I don't think I will. A lot of people ask me, Don, a lot of people say you work in nightclubs, work in the radio and pictures, and why don't you take some time off? You're killing yourself. That's a very good question, and I have a very good answer. You see, I need the money. I really do. I live in Beverly Hills, California. Now, that probably means nothing to a lot of people around the good old USA. But people around here know what I'm talking about when I say when you live in Beverly Hills, you gotta be loaded.
You know the old saying, you can't take it with you? In Beverly Hills, they'll give you odds. And, you know, we all make the same mistake trying to keep up with our neighbors. I do it. I keep up with my neighbors. Who are my neighbors? The Joneses? I wish they were the Joneses. No, I live next door to people like Daryl Abzanic, Lord and Lady Ashley, Atwater Kent, people who had it before it was printed. I mean, let's face it. I mean, I got to keep up with these people. They got nothing but doing. I'm a Johnny-come-too lately when it comes to keeping your money. I mean, you can count the years back on one hand when I worked in a little spot in Chicago making 5-0. Native Californians. Anyhow. No, seriously, these people. My immediate neighbor, Atwater Kent, that's my immediate neighbor, his fence rubs up against my grass. His house is 8 miles up the road, but the fence and the grass are right together. This man last year lost $1 million. I got up the next day and said, I seem to have misplaced something. He wasn't even sure what it was. Me, I lose a buck. I'm on my hands and knees all night looking. You ought to see his house. The first time I went to visit him, I was ashamed to go in. I forgot my library card. I want to tell you, I mean, let's be honest about this thing. I got a small little lot, about 60 feet or so. I got one gardener comes once a week, kicks the shrubs a little bit. He turns on the hose and hands it to me. This fella, Kent, has a brigade of gardeners. He has two gardeners with nothing all day but water the carnation. Two gardeners who do nothing all day but water the azaleas. He has two gardeners who do nothing all day but water each other. I never saw that. Go keep up with people like that. They want to know why I'm working so hard, why I'm trying to earn money. I live in that village. What are you going to do? You got to be snazzy. I live in Beverly Hills to put up a front. My manager says I have to put up a front. So I put up a front. With me, it's all front. That's all. Just a front. Really brutal, and I don't belong in Beverly Hills. I'm not only a misfit financially, but socially. Where do I fit in with Beverly Hills people? I was raised on the north side of Toledo, Ohio. Culture? I want to tell you something. Any kid on our street with teeth was a sissy. That's all I can say. I tell you, I swear I mean it. When a kid raised his hand in our school, the teacher didn't know whether he had to leave the room or had a gun in his back. The teachers used to play hooky in our school. That's all I can say. Those kids in Beverly Hills are so cultured. No, they are. They play every morning. It's tennis, anyone? Tennis? And badminton? Play it. I can't even say it. Much less play it. What do you think we used to do for fun in Toledo? We'd stand on the street corner and hit people over the head with a shovel when they went by. And we'd bet a penny which way they'd fall. I tell you, I really have to have this money. And whenever we make a personal appearance, please come. We need the money. Oh, I'm proud of my little house that I have here in the hills. It's nice. It's a nice little place. It's the culmination of a childhood dream and of 15 years of working and slaving like a dog. And I'm happy about it. Well, it cost a couple of $1,000s. My neighbors got houses. They spend $200,000-$300,000 per home. When they get all finished, they board it up and go to Palm Springs. That's what a friend of mine calls it, Palm Springs. I keep saying, Jake, what do you mean, Palm Springs? You said, excuse me, I was thinking Palm Beach. They look for places to drop the money around here. They go to places like Santa Anita. Have you been there? To the track, you know? They're off with my money. Come back! The to go to Del Mar. Del Mar, have you been there on the Pacific Shore where the turf meets the surf? Some more of that stuff. I went out with Crosby one time. Nice place with Crosby. I figured I'd get fixed up all right. For $200 a day with connection. Mind you, with connections and $200, I finally got a room facing the ocean. The Atlantic. Say one thing. It's a good thing my brother lives with us in Beverly Hills. He's unemployed. If it wasn't for that check, we'd all starve to death. But don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, please. I'm not complaining. I'm very happy about the whole thing. I am not trying to build a dynasty under the name of Thomas or pile up a lot of wealth. I'm just very happy to be eating one meal a day as long as it's in this country under this form of government. That's all I want. But here's one thing I want to say. No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you why I say that. I'm a fella that believes you can't take it with you. No, I believe that. People say it. I read it in books. I believe it. But there are people who don't, and that's what's the matter. I work for a fella in Chicago, owns 9 nightclubs, 6 hotels, and a Chinese restaurant. He's got more money than Carter's got, and you know what he's done? He walks around nervous and all hamstrung all day long. He's a sick man. And I keep saying, Joe, you're killing yourself. What are you trying to prove? You can't take it with you. And he says, what? He gets startled when I tell him that. He says, if I can't take it with me, I won't go. I read a will some time ago. I think it was in Reader's Digest, where I get most of my material. And to me, this will was as liberating a document as the Emancipation Proclamation. It freed me inside. And I hope it does the same for you here in this visible audience and also the audience around the country. The will, well, the scene took place in a lawyer's office. The vultures, the relatives were gathered around, waiting to see how they made out in the loot department. And the lawyer broke open the seal, and with much solemnity, he read this will. Being of sound mind, I spent all my money when I was alive. Well, I guess I could stand here for 3 days, but we don't have that kind of time. Just talking about the dear old loot. But I can best express my views on money with this song that you'll soon be hearing if you happen to purchase an MGM album of mine. And it's a song by Jerry Seelan and Carmen Dragon, and with Brother Arm Brewster and my company is Walter Pop at the piano. This is the way it's going to sound. I've studied life and I've been taught that wealth is disillusion. And after lots of careful thought, I've come to this conclusion. That anyone with $1 million can be a millionaire. But a poor man can be poor without a cent. Money doesn't mean a thing to a person's mental state. For a man with $7 million is as happy as a man who has 8. Anyone wish to argue this point? You know, anyone with a lot of dough can be a wealthy man. But a pauper can be poor when he is broke. Can money buy you romance as life unfolds its span? Or the richness of a friendship that a man has for a man? Or the loyalty of loved ones? You bet your life it can, because the best thing in life costs dope. Special arrangements, dear. But you know, wealth is unimportant. Some have it, some do not. But what has a rich man got that a poor man hasn't got? Ladies. Fancy cars and well-stocked bars and stocks and bonds and pretty blondes and precious jewels and swimming pools and biggest estates and privates. Too fast. Too fast. Marble cups and daily rubs and railroad nights. Too fast, kid. Marble cups and daily rubs and railroad nights. Too fast. Too fast. Wait, coming. Hey. Hey! How did the
Hungarians get into this all of a sudden? You ought to know better than that, Robert. We've been rehearsing all morning.
I decided it was too slow.
You decided? Excuse me.
What can I say? He's got a stick in his hand. He decided. I must tell you a wonderful story, Bob. You just reminded me of it. A fellow walked into a doctor's office and he was quivering and shivering and shaking all over and talking something like this, you see? And the doctor said, "My man, this is horrible. What could cause such a thing?" And the fellow said, "I don't know, Doc. Maybe it's my job, you see? I got a job sorting oranges." The doctor said, "You sort oranges? Tell me about it." The fellow said, "Why, you see, Doc, it's like this. The oranges come down a ramp, you see? And I take the big oranges and I put them in that box. And I take the little ones and I put them in that box. And the conventional size I put in the basket for shipping. And the rotten ones I throw in the can. All day long it's decisions, decisions, decisions." "One more decision like that and I know where I can get you a job, kid. Back to money. You know, they say that only the rich are blue-blooded. And that's not true. A poor man can be blue-blooded, too. Of course, you'll have to freeze to death to do it. But I've done it. And so you see." Now, you're not listening. I said, "And so you see." That's why I always say, what do you always say? With two hands, this is what I always say. That anyone with $1 million can be a millionaire, but a poor man can be poor without a staff.
Well, that just about completes this mail call, Cruise Gang. But remember, we'll be sailing again next week with more music and laughter from America. Try to be aboard, won't you? And you keep sending those request letters. We love to hear from you. This is your skipper, Francis Gifford, saying so long and smooth sailing.
And so another mail call is secure. Signatures on tonight's log include Danny Thomas, Joe Stafford, Red Engel, Sandra Barkova, Clark Dennis, and your beautiful skipper, Francis Gifford. Another mail call will be coming your way next time you hear... This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.